So how is Graveyard of Empires different from your other albums?
Well, from the last album, certainly it's different because I was just getting into the band, and I was actually writing songs with the band before I was technically a part of the band. I mean, it was all part of that audition phase where, you know, they heard some of my stuff and they sent me some riffs, and before I had actually flown out to Toronto, I was writing new stuff. You know, they were sending me material and I was writing to it. So when I did fly out there and meet them, you know, we had half the album written, but it's way different because I didn't know them very well. I didn't really know the direction everybody was going to do. I didn't know the chemistry. Now, there's a lot that you don't know going into a situation when you're blind like that. But this album is completely different in the aspect that I do know them now. You know, they trust me. I trust them. I know the direction that I want to go. And I think that, you know, we're all on the same page when it comes to that. And I think that we've captured that direction, you know. That vision we had for this next record, we actually caught up with it, and I think we nailed it. So this record has a lot of our blood and sweat in it. So,
okay, yeah. What was it like to work with producer Trevor Kustiak and mixer Dan Corniff? I mean, they have a ton of experience.
Yeah, well, Trevor's done all the records, and he's a great friend of ours. I mean, literally, he's a good friend. I call the guy just to, you know, wrap it up with him and talk, but he's good, dude. He's got a great sound. He puts in a lot of, like, ear candy and mixes, and when he's doing, you know, as a producer, you know, it's all about bringing everything, you know, it's coloring. He needs to color all these little details, and when we leave the studio after we do our part and everything's there, and then we'll get a, you know, a rough mix, or, you know, before Dan Corniff even gets it, we'll get like a rough mix of what Trevor's done, and you hear all these little things that he's done, you're like, I don't remember Parker doing that, I don't remember, you know, it's because he's good at that stuff, he's got a good ear, so we love him. Not only is he respect and give our ideas 100% attention, he just brings his own ideas that are incredible, so, yeah, it's good. And then with Dan Corniff, I mean, he's new to the scene for us on this record, he's new as a mixer, and he blew me away when I first got that mix of This Time It's Different. I was just like, wow, now I can. It's like a great compliment to each other, because when Dan Corniff mixes, you hear all the candy that Trevor's thrown into to the song. You know, whereas before maybe you didn't hear it as much, or it was kind of buried a little too low. Now all of a sudden I can hear all these little things that he's done, and it just brings, it's a perfect balance, and it just brings the song to life so much more. It's more three-dimensional. It's great.
Okay, speaking of This Time Is Different, what was the creative process like that? What do the lyrics mean?
Well, the lyrics are, you know, I think that they're vague enough for everybody who's gone through something to discover themselves and you know, become who they want to be and quit being what they think they should be or what everybody else thinks they should be. It's more or less just battling with yourself and saying, you know what? I need to be alive. I need to capture life again and quit trying to just satisfy what I think I need and just be myself regardless of what it is. So I think that song kind of reaches a lot of people, and it's just a certain type of person for sure, and I think there's a little bit of that person in all of us. So.
Okay, was there something that went on in your life or somebody in the bands that kind of inspired it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my life, I think everybody's had that moment. Or most people have had the moment where they just kind of need something to feel like they're alive again. And sometimes it just takes taking a step back from what you've become and realizing that, you know, is this really who I am? And I've been there 100 times. I mean, at least from, you know, any kind of personal struggles, whether it's, you know, your own beliefs or whether it's losing someone that you loved or, you know, or a death, or it's just, anything that kind of opens your eyes and just says, wait a minute, this is my only life. I need to live it how I want to live it, not how anybody else does, how I want to.
Okay, speaking of opening up eyes, I mean, what were your influences? What, like, opened up your eyes to music?
I would say early on when I wanted to, you know, when I was really getting influenced, Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas, I really... I'm a huge fan of his voice, his songwriting. I think he's great. And, you know, if anybody, you know, disagrees with that. I don't know what they're listening to, but he's really just got something. And then when I was younger, I'd listen and I'd be like, oh my God, he really made me want to learn how to do something, you know? And I remember being, however old I was, listening to the record, and I had friends there. None of us played an instrument at the time. And I'm like, let's start a band. You know, it's that inspiration you get from somebody. That's what it's all about, you know? So he did that for me. And then as I got older and I did start playing guitar, I was introduced to Incubus, the record Science. Mm-hmm. And that right there, I think, was the turning point where I went from, you know, here's music and here's, you know, general, just regular music as far as maybe country or nothing that was crazy, because obviously Science just, it is a mind-blowing record. That's that record that I would say, you know, like changed my ideas and how I wanted to be. And once I heard it, man, and everything that followed after that just really made me want to become the best, you know, like, oh God, this is what I've got to do. So yeah, those two artists right there were big for me, real big.
Okay, this is going to be a very difficult question. Favorite Matchbox 20 song and favorite Incubus song?
Favorite Matchbox 20 song, it would have to be the last track on the album with 3AM is called Dawn, I believe. Is that correct? Or I always confuse it. It's Dawn or something else, but let me come back to that. If I was going to say Incubus, Make Yourself, even though that's not on the Science record, it's on the Make Yourself record. Mm-hmm. That song to me just like spoke volumes. You know, obviously,
yeah,
nobody's gonna make you, you gotta make yourself. So I really love that.
How do you think you guys as a band collectively are making yourselves? How do you guys think you're making yourselves different from everyone else?
I think the fact that we are independent, we have a lot of control with our music. And I'm not saying a lot of artists aren't in control of their music. I mean, but being independent and having a lot of say-so in what you want to do and the direction you want to go and the fact that we have a healthy relationship with everybody who's a part of our team. I mean, as band members, currently we are all best friends, you know. We're brothers and our management. Mary Dew she's like one of our best friends as well. You know, she looks out for us. We look out for her. You know, Trevor, same story. It's just a very tight-knit family, and we all want to succeed, you know, and be happy. I mean, that's the bottom line. We want to be happy or we won't succeed. So it's just, I think that takes a step way above somebody controlling what you have to do or say or sing. And you got to be proud of what you're doing, you know, if you want to stand up there with confidence and shout it to everybody who's watching you. It's a big deal.
Okay, you guys have a massive, massive following on Facebook. Being an independent band, how important do you think that is in your success?
I think it's awesome. I think it's a different time now where, shoot, when I was a kid and I wanted to reach out to, say, Incubus or Rob Thomas, I couldn't back then. You know, there wasn't a way for me to really get their attention and say, hey, you know, just by them saying hi back to me would have made my whole week, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where now the whole relationship between the artists and the fans is so, it's opened up, and we really try to take it to the extreme as we can. I mean, these people are friends, and these fans come to shows regularly. So you see them, and you get to know them, and seriously, they become friends of yours. You talk to them not only on the Evans Blue page, but on your own page, and in certain circumstances, you text message them, you talk on the phone, you know, it's opening up that thing where there used to be a barricade, now there isn't one, and people can really communicate with these artists, and you can communicate with your fans and see what they want, and it's a huge deal. I think it's priority number one, really.
Okay, for anyone that would be interested in buying Graveyard of Empires, I mean, what would be, like, the major selling point to them? What do you think you would say to kind of get them to really just say, all right, I'm buying this?
You know, I think music in general, it speaks to certain people, and certain songs speak. If you can find a song that gives you chills, if you can find a song that you really think was written for you in a weird way, it's almost as if it was written for you, and that happens to me. You know, it's just, if you can do that for somebody and really be honest with your music, like, don't write to Red Hook, don't write to, because this is what's happening. I mean, this album goes from massive extremes of a ballad that is very honest and maybe hard to listen to in certain aspects, but it's because it's telling the truth, you know, and it's saying, I think the people that are going to appreciate this record are going to be the people who have been wanting an album like this for a long time, because I don't think it's happened in a while. I mean, this album's going to do that. I think it's going to touch a lot of people.